In the United States, Pennsylvania is expected to formally certify its election results today, confirming Joe Biden's victory in the state. Over the weekend, the Trump campaign lost a legal challenge seeking to invalidate millions of mail-in votes in the battleground state. The US president's campaign has vowed to appeal the ruling. When I spoke to our Washington correspondent Brian O'Donovan earlier, he told me how 2 weeks on, Donald Trump is continuing to fight the result.
Donald Trump is continuing to make these baseless claims of election fraud. He's still refusing to concede, still refusing to cooperate with the Biden transition. Over the weekend, his campaign suffered another legal defeat, with a judge in Pennsylvania dismissing an attempt to invalidate millions of mail-in ballots. And this judge gave a pretty scathing ruling. He said that the legal argument was a Frankenstein's monster, strained, without merit, and containing speculative accusations. It's the latest in a string of court losses for the Trump campaign, and it's once again put the focus on Donald Trump's legal team. His main lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, held this bizarre press conference last week where he made these wild claims of election fraud, spread all these conspiracy theories, all the while this black hair dye was leaking down his face. Standing alongside him at the podium at this press conference was another lawyer by the name of Sidney Powell. She has also made some pretty outrageous claims, and over the weekend she accused the Republican governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, of being involved in a crime when it comes to election fraud. Yesterday, the Trump campaign cut ties with her, saying that she was no longer one of the campaign's lawyers. Now, the rest of the president's legal team has vowed to appeal this most recent legal defeat in Pennsylvania, but that state is expected to formally certify its election results today, confirming Joe Biden's victory there. In Michigan, they should also be certifying their election results today, but there are reports that one Republican official there may refuse to do so and delay the process. Donald Trump would be very pleased with this. He brought state legislatures from Michigan to the White House on Friday in a bid to pressure them not to certify their results there and back him instead. Now, most senior Republicans continuing to stay very quiet in all of this, and they're not coming out criticizing Donald Trump. Some are starting to, however. One of them is his ally and friend, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. He spoke to ABC News yesterday.
The president has had an opportunity to access the courts, and I said to you, you know, George, starting at 2:30 a.m. on Wednesday morning, if you've got the evidence of fraud presented, and what's happened here is, quite frankly, the conduct of the president's legal team has been a national embarrassment. They allege fraud outside the courtroom, but when they go inside the courtroom, they don't plead fraud and they don't argue fraud. This is what I was concerned about at 2:30 in the morning on Wednesday night. Listen, I've been a supporter of the president's. I voted for him twice. But elections have consequences, and we cannot continue to act as if something happened here that didn't happen.
And Brian, despite Donald Trump's refusal to accept the result, is Joe Biden getting on now with the business of taking over the White House?
Very much so, Mary. Every day, Joe Biden works from his base in Wilmington, Delaware. He holds these virtual meetings with advisors. He speaks to world leaders. Tomorrow, in fact, he's expected to start naming nominees for senior cabinet positions. Antony Blinken is expected to be named as his Secretary of State. Now, he served in the Obama administration as a Deputy Secretary of State and a Deputy National Security Advisor. He also served as National Security Advisor to Joe Biden when he was Vice President. Back in September, at the height of the controversy over the Brexit internal markets bill, Antony Blinken tweeted that Joe Biden was committed to preserving peace in Northern Ireland and that the Good Friday Agreement must be protected. Irish-American Jake Sullivan is another name being mentioned. He's the leading contender for National Security Advisor, while the role of ambassador to the UN is expected to go to a woman by the name of Linda Thomas-Greenfield. So as I say, the business of a Biden transition goes on, and the president-elect's incoming chief of staff, Ron Klain, has vowed that Joe Biden will be inaugurated on January 20th, despite Donald Trump's objections.
A record number of Americans rejected the Trump presidency, and since then, Donald Trump's been rejecting democracy. He's been, as you said at the outset, launching baseless claims of voter fraud, baseless litigation. He's been rejected by 34 courts, and now these efforts to try to get election officials to overturn the will of the voters. It's corrosive. It's harmful. But as Mitt Romney said, it's not going to change the outcome of what happens here. At 12 noon on January 20th, Joe Biden will become the next president of the United States. Everything Donald Trump's doing now is bad for our democracy. It's bad for our position, our image in the world, but it's not going to change what happens here when we get a new president next year.
But Brian, we still have Donald Trump refusing to accept the Biden victory. We have the coronavirus situation in the United States continuing to worsen. And are there fresh concerns now around Thanksgiving, which of course is approaching this week?
Absolutely, Mary. And November isn't even over, but it's already the worst month yet for COVID-19 infections in the US. More than 3 million new cases this month alone. It's bringing the total number of infections to more than 12 million people, and 256,000 people have died in the US. The hospitals are becoming absolutely overwhelmed once again, and it is feared this situation will only get worse over the coming weeks. The cold weather and big volumes of people travelling for Thanksgiving, which of course falls on Thursday. Health officials are urging people, pleading with people not to travel, to stay at home, but many people are not listening to that advice. On Friday and Saturday, 2 million people passed through US airports across those 2 days. On a normal year, that would be a small number, but for a coronavirus year, the year of the lockdown that we're in, those were huge numbers of people travelling. What we're also seeing here, and I'm seeing it firsthand myself here in Washington, huge lines of people at COVID testing sites. People want to get the negative test in their hand so they can go off and travel and visit family and friends for Thanksgiving, and the health officials pleading with them not to do that. One bit of good news we did get here over the weekend, a senior scientific advisor to the government saying that the first Americans could start receiving the first batches of the COVID-19 vaccine by the second week of December.
And that's Brian O'Donovan in Washington.